here, and I'm at the European Microsoft Innovation Center with Ron. Ron, you work in a home group here. What is it exactly that your group does?
So we do different kind of things. We have been in the past concentrating a lot on middleware, which is libraries that help you create software for your home. And recently, that is since 2 years, we changed our focus and we looked at information overload, crisis of choice, not only for the home scenarios or for the home domain, but mainly for entertainment scenarios, basically.
Okay, information overload. What exactly does that mean? I think we all kind of know or have a feeling for what it is, but what in this respect does it mean?
It happens, or it occurs in a lot of situations, and often the computer is even the main cause of it. I mean, we have, for example, TV channels, TV offerings, way too many to choose from. We receive a lot of email, you know, and not every email is as urgent as the other one. So maybe you could have a kind of program that helps you figuring out what email you should answer immediately and what can wait until the end of the day. But also in different settings, for example, you're visiting a city and you have special interest, you know, what do you want to visit in that city? There are too many things to all visit, but maybe you have certain preferences, personal preferences, and a computer program or software can help you finding out what is relevant to you. So it's a personalized system that helps you finding interesting things for you.
Okay, and your group has different projects. What are we going to see some demos of today?
So when we thought about information overload, we saw that it happens in a lot of applications, in a lot of domains. So we said, how can we create something that we can benefit from for all these different applications? So we created a framework that helps us write these applications very fast. And our goal was that a developer takes this framework and writes an application within a week. So we're going to see different samples later on, for example, email, for example, virtual earth, you know, interesting places to visit. I'm going to show you a recommender for the Media Center, which shows you finding interesting programs. So we created a lot of them, a lot we can't talk about because we're still under discussion with the product groups about that, but some other ones we're going to show you later on.
Okay, well, let's take a look.
So what I'm going to show you right now is the Media Center Recommender. It's a regular add-in to the Media Center. You can find it here below. And it's going to help us find interesting shows for us on the Media Center. So we have to wait a few seconds while it gets launched. This is our entry menu. This is just different criteria how to look at all the programs that are currently available. And I'm going to choose for right now just what's on tonight. And this is a typical US setup. It's a real setup, so these are actual programs that are being shown right now on a US setup. And you can see these are all the programs that are available on the Media Center right now, and as the program knows absolutely nothing about us, it's just an unsorted list. What I'm now going to do is I'm going to pick one of the first movies here. Let's take, for example, this one, Project Human Weapon. It's a movie, and I'm going to indicate to the system that I like it. And with this knowledge, I'm going to ask the system, okay, I like this movie, so what are you going to recommend next? It takes a couple of seconds because some models have to be updated in the background. And then it comes back with a list, and you can see different things in here. So it recommends, for example, Lethal Weapon 3, and we can take a look at why. So this is all purely research. These explanations are not meant to be seen normally, but for us, for debugging and for analyzing what's going on, they're useful. So what you can see here is it recommends this program because it's a movie and it has a similar title as the movie we've selected before, Human Weapon, because weapon is in the title. And as we go through, we see, for example, Red Heat, and let's say, okay, I like Red Heat, it's an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. So I'm going to rate a second movie, and I'm going to ask the system, okay, refresh the list. And now knowing that I like Red Heat and I like Human Weapon, what are you going to recommend to me? So we see, of course, our Lethal Weapon movies, and we see other movies popping up, True Lies, for example, and Eraser, obviously because of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And you can see that the reason why, for example, True Lies is a little bit higher than Eraser is because the description in True Lies is more close to the movies we have rated before. It has a score of 2% here, compared to, for example, Eraser, which has a score of 1%. Now I'm going to rate something completely different here. So I'm going to find some cooking shows to show you that it works also across different kinds of interests. Let's take it simple. Let's take the first show here. It's a cooking show and it talks about baking bread. So I'm going to rate that one. Say that I'm very interested in this one. I'm going to refresh the list. And then we're going to see, for example, the next show that it recommends to us is because it talks about different kinds of bread. The next show also talks about bread. It's rated lower because the first show is more close to the one we have just rated before, the Bailey bread, while the next show is just about baking bread. So this indicates that the more the system knows about you, the more accurate the recommendations are going to be for you. And just to finish off my demo, I'm going to rate something a little bit different in here. So let's say that we're really into healthy food, so we're going to rate this low carbohydrate show high, and then let's see what the system recommends us. Takes a couple of seconds. And then we can see that besides our low carb cookworks, we have other low carb shows coming up. And this is all because we were interested in the low carb, as you can see here, type of cooking show. So this shows you basically how a recommender works. The more it knows about you, the better the recommendations it will give to you.
Hi, my name is Stefan Hedbach and I'm working for the EMIC Home team here in Aachen. And I'm going to show you today an email recommender. So what you can see here is Outlook with our prototype installed. And the one thing that changed is we have a new menu entry here called EMIC Recommender. And you can enable and disable implicit feedback here, which basically means if it's enabled, we'll watch your handling of the emails and infer some preferences from that. It's disabled now for the demo because it would take too long to get some useful information from that. And you also can reset the recommender if you want to do that. So this is our inbox. The scenario is that we have about 30 emails in the inbox. We are just coming from a from a meeting, and we want to return to a meeting in like 10 minutes, so we can't process all emails. So we are trying to scroll down the list and find something that kind of catches the eye, which is important. And this email here is from our lead, so we'll just mark that as high important. Now the recommender starts to working, and if we go back to the list top, you can see that the email is pushed to the top of the list, and although some other emails are now at the top. And sometimes you won't be able to really understand why it's at the top of the list, so we have an explanation which we can show. And for this email, it's important that the EMIC Home team is a contact, so that's what we inferred from your rating. So when we start to rate more emails, for example, from Rich, which is not really desirable because we're only interested in emails from him if they are work-related, the recommender starts to infer that we are interested in Ron's emails because we only rated emails from him as highly important and another email as not important. So that's kind of what we wanted to see. But actually, we want to say that not everything from Ron is important, but only work-related stuff. So we rate something that's not important as ignorable too. Now you can see that the whole thread is pushed to the top, considering bug handling, and also Rich's email for this thread is at the top. But if you scroll down the list to the very end, you can see that all other emails that are not work-related are at the bottom of the list. At the end of the day, we could also use that to only show desktop alerts if the importance is above a certain level, but that's not implemented yet. And yeah, that's basically about it.
Hi, my name is Rich Ambage, and I work on the EMIC Home team, and we're working on recommender services for use within Microsoft. Hi, this is a mock-up of our Xbox Live Services recommender, which we think will be really useful for navigating through large video catalogs. So this is a mock-up which talks to a server on our back end which produces the recommendations in real time. So to start, I'll create a new user for the demo. Call this the Channel 9 user. And for this is the user we'll create to generate preferences for and then generate recommendations from that. So this is our preference pane, which shows our video catalog of well over 15,000 items. There's quite a bit here. And what I'll do is I'll add a few movies that I like, and we'll see the recommendations that we get. So to start, I really liked Lord of the Rings. So I will mark this is liked, which indicates my interest in the movie. And then we'll go to our recommendations pane. And when I refresh the recommendations here, we'll see the personalized recommendations generated for me by the system based on Lord of the Rings. So here we can see the Pirates of the Caribbean. Let me adjust this. We've also got the other Lord of the Rings movies, Ocean's 11, The Bourne Identity, and we've got a few more here as well. All movies that I quite like, so I'd say so far we're doing pretty well. And now I'll go back to the preferences pane and rate something different. So I thought Ants was quite a good movie. So we'll navigate to that. Click on the checkbox to indicate my interest in the movie. Go back to the recommender. And now when I refresh this list, we'll see how Ants affects the recommendations the system produces for me. So now we can see that the system is including A Bug's Life, as well as Ice Age, and what else we got? We've even got The Wizard of Oz. So again, so far we're doing pretty well, and this is a lot nicer than navigating through 15,000 videos. And then for one more, let's go back and rate something different. So I pretty commonly watch movies with my wife, so I wanted to see what the system would do when I introduce something she likes, see if we can find something we both want to watch. So I'll rate Titanic, since I know she liked that. Click in the checkbox, say she likes that. Go back to the recommendations pane, and when I refresh this list, we'll see the recommendations produced in real time based on Lord of the Rings and as well as Titanic. So here we can see that now we've got Forrest Gump in the list, Pretty Woman, there's a classic. What else? Green Day or The Green Mile, and then we've got Top Gun and Miss Congeniality based on our interest in Titanic. So all pretty interesting movies that'll help with on a slow Tuesday night. That's it for this quick demonstration. If you have any questions, please contact the EMIC Home team.
Hi, my name is René Hülsmit. I work for the European Microsoft Innovation Center and the Home team. And I implemented a demo for the Virtual Earth team, a prototype to show off how we could support people, their users, to find interesting businesses in their database. Okay, what you see here on the screen is the data we are going to use for our recommender prototype. This is an excerpt of the database of the Virtual Earth team, and it's about 10,000 entries, business information entries. You can see a lot of columns here in this list view. Every column is a metadata dimension of this data. You can see the names of the entities. You can see location information. You can as well see some domain-specific information like restaurant prices, restaurant cuisine information, and so on, and as well as some common properties like category information and so on. The problem that is to be solved is how can we support users to find businesses that are relevant to them? And we discussed with the Virtual Earth team a two-step approach to this problem, solving it in the following way. The first step would be for one given item, find similar items to that item based on the metadata of the item. And based on that, the second step would be to collect information about the user in form of feedback, in form of ratings the user gives to businesses. And based on that, the system should be able to give a list of recommendations to the user. So the first thing I want to show you is the similarity feature. For that, I just select something we all know, a restaurant, let's say McDonald's restaurant. And what I can do now is I can ask the system for a list of similar items based on their metadata. And it will open up a Virtual Earth browser, and you can see at the bottom of the form, you will find a list of similar items. And items like KFC, Arby's, Jack in the Box, and so on, Pizza Hut will come up, which are all quite similar to this McDonald's restaurant I've chosen. When we have a look into the properties of this entry, we will see why KFC is close to McDonald's. We will see that the similarity consists of similarity on the metadata basis, like the atmosphere was similar. You can see that by the value 1.0. The similarity is always between 0 and 1. 0 meaning is completely unequal, and 1 means it's identical. The restaurant features are identical. The restaurant cuisine information is somehow the same, and then it gets less and less. And the overall similarity is based on the calculation of all those single similarity values. Let's choose another example, like another restaurant, the Green Lake Bar and Grill, for example. When we have a look at items similar to that one, and we open it up in a WimForms form, we can have a closer look at the metadata entries. You will see that all the entries that are similar have similar metadata. Like, have a look at this restaurant price column, for example. They are all around $15 each. They all have similar cuisine information, American traditional. They all have different, similar restaurant atmospheres. And it gets more different when you go further down the list and the similarity decreases. Of course, it doesn't only work with restaurants. It also works with other kinds of stuff. For example, if you want to buy some books and you know Barnes & Nobles, you want to have similar things in the Seattle area, you want to just go to similar items, and you will find other book vendors like Lamplight Books, Building Tech Bookstore, and so on and so on. All the metadata properties that are used can be seen in the similarity options. There is this dialog. You see all the things that are used. For example, these are the common properties that are used. In the middle, there are the restaurant-specific properties, and we have hotel-specific properties. You can check or uncheck them to tell the system to use or not to use it. As you see, for example, the location is not currently used for similarity calculation. This is only because I don't want items to show up just because they are close to each other. They shouldn't be similar because they are close. But I can do something else with the location information. I will show you later. Based on this similarity calculation, I can now give feedback to the system and let the system produce a list of recommendations. For example, let's start all over again with the McDonald's restaurant. I can tell the system I like it or I don't like it by rating it positive or negative. Let's rate this one positive and rate another one, the Green Lake Bar and Grill again. Rate this positive too. And now the system collected some information about me. It knows something about my likings, and it is able now to show me a list of recommendations. If I open that list up, you will find a mixture of businesses that are similar to the Green Lake Bar and Grill or the McDonald's restaurant, like here. KFC will be here, the Blue Bistro, and so on. Kentucky Fried Chicken will be there, and so on and so on. I only told the system now about things I like. Of course, I can also tell the system something about things I don't like. If you scroll down here, for example, we find the Pahoa restaurant. And if I imagine I wouldn't like Asian food, I could tell the system to remove that from the list by just going to the Pahoa restaurant and telling him, I rate this one negative, I don't like it. And the next time I go to the recommendation list, it will be out of the list, as well as any other restaurant that is similar to the Pahoa restaurant. I just rate it negative. So we provided some information to the system by letting it know something about our likings, by giving rating to some business information, some business items, and we can use that information now to run through this, to have a virtual walk through the city. That means we can use the current location I'm in to produce a list of businesses that are things that I would like, but that are close to me. And now I open up the virtual browser in this location-based mode. And in the middle of the screen, you see this cursor, which represents my location in the city. And you can imagine something like a virtual circle around me of 1 mile in radius. And when I now walk through the city by just moving the map, the list of things that are recommended to me will constantly change in real time. That means as I walk through the city, things in this virtual circle around me will be recommended to me, which are close to what I like. And as we move closer to the sea, you will see that there are more restaurants popping up here. There are a lot of restaurants here. But everything is like the things that I like McDonald's and so on and so on. I could, of course, provide some more information to the system. I could rate other things like pizza places and so on. And the more information I give to the system, the more it will know about my likings, and the better the list of recommendations will be. As well as the location information, there could be other sources of context that could be taken into account. For example, you could imagine things like the family situation of the user. Does he have child or doesn't he have child? Is he married or not? The time of the day, for example, at noon, you might want to have a look for a restaurant to have your lunch, whereas in the afternoon you might be looking into things to entertain you or into shops to go shopping. And as I said, this could be extended. This is a pluggable system we use here, and we just selected the location because it ties to the virtual Earth scenario.